Hi there, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Pam and I just got back from visiting Teresa and Darrell, our daughter and son-in-law in Tennessee. She has a project going on in the Inner Sanctum. Liberty Grace is due March 7th. So excited. First daughter, second-born child, is going to have her first. Now, while we were back east, we also visited Claire and Carson and Savannah, Eleanor. Claire, our daughter, is expecting another child, and provisionally we're now calling this baby young Mr. Fields. Their due date is April 9th, so you can count on Pam being back there a month and a half or more visiting with those kids and those babies. Today, the title of my blog is Death is Icky, and Jesus is Wonderful. Daddy, what happened to the kitty? I've always maintained that death is icky. I've never changed my mind. We began our acquaintance with death as tots when we saw the dead cat in the road and the fly on the windowsill. When I was about 8, my grandfather died. There was an open casket at the funeral. I went up to the casket with my mom at the end of the service. Grandpa looked bad, really bad. Mom said, "You can touch him if you want." I had no desire to touch him. It was icky and scary. They took Grandpa in the box and put him under the ground in a country cemetery. We drove past the cemetery when we went to visit Grandma and other relatives. I did not like driving by that cemetery. I did not like thinking of Grandpa underground in that box. Other relatives were in boxes under the ground. It was icky and scary. A childhood friend shared a helpful superstition with me. He told me, "If you can hold your breath when you drive past a cemetery, you will live a year longer." It was challenging if you drove by larger cemeteries, but you know what? It worked. But what it didn't do was change my attitude that death is icky and scary. Beyond the thought of being in a box under the ground was the wondering about life after death. Could there be something ickier after death? Rotting flesh is icky, but what if there were ickier, scarier things in an afterlife? I attended a church and learned that Jesus was sweet and kind. In retrospect, I think there was more about Jesus was than Jesus is. I never got the message that Jesus gave death a royal trouncing. Because of this, it seemed death was bigger and more tenaciously powerful than the was Jesus. Finally, as a senior in high school, I read the New Testament for myself. I developed a love and respect for this marvelous, wise, virtuous, powerful person. Eventually, I came to call him my Lord. I found Jesus really is the resurrection and the life. The grave, death, and the powers of hell are helpless before him. His promises gave me victory over the great granddaddy of all fears, death. I came to see that not only can we be free of the fear of death, we can vaunt over it, mock its weakness, and celebrate its destruction. All because of the victory which our Redeemer gained for us at the cross and through his resurrection and ascension. We are able to spurn, diminish, and despise death. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our powerful, loving God sees death as icky too. It is totally out of order with His kingdom of vibrant life and unbecoming His children. So He dealt with it and made a way out for all of us. I've walked through cemeteries and been overcome with tremendous confidence and boldness as I've cited Isaiah 26:19. But your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust of the earth wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. You will think me daffy, but once as I was walking through a cemetery quoting this verse, I heard death, under harassment, say, "Stop doing that!" The tables are being flipped. Death is afraid of believing Christians. What thrilling resurrection reality! Dust reconstituted, lost things recovered, grief and tears wiped away by the hand of the loving one. Old renewed, reunion. Death is a weakling compared to our stronger one. What comfort, what rest, what exhilaration and delight. We flaunt over death because of Jesus. Every fear, spiders, falling, financial loss, rejection, is connected to the great granddaddy of all fears, the fear of death. He delivered me from all my fears. My Christian brother and sister, no longer allow yourself to be intimidated by death. You are built to intimidate it. Death has been given a mortal blow. So how grateful are you that Jesus tasted death for us, that we might taste His life? What can you do today to put the fear of death in its place and embrace the wholesome, regenerating fear of the Lord? Do you have a testimony of overcoming the fear of death? As I close, I'd like you to celebrate with me. My newest book, Compounds of Encouragement, is now available on Amazon. It's in the Kindle format presently. I hope by the time I have done my next blog, I will also be able to share it with you in audio and in print. Please take the time to go to Amazon. Simply search for Compounds of Encouragement and Stephen C. Johnson, and you'll land right there. Have a great day, a blessed day, a day of overcoming every fear, even the great granddaddy of all fears. This is Stephen C. Johnson with LandingStripEnterprises.com.